We live in a time when many deny the existence of Satan, demons, and hell, considering them mere allegories. Even Padre Pio encountered such skeptics from time to time. To them, Padre Pio had a resounding message. Yes, devils exist. There is enough of them to block the sun. Stay tuned to hear the insights. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's insights into Padre Pio's words about the existence of demons and hell are drawn from the book Padre Pio, Messages from the Saint of the Stigmata by Laureano and José Antonio Benítez. As the authors themselves say, one of Padre Pio's most important messages to the world today is, yes, the devil exists. Now, just to clarify, today's video is not about some specific encounter Padre Pio had with demons, although there were many. Instead, today's video is about Padre Pio's responses to those questioning the existence of Satan and his demons. So, let's hear what the Benítez brothers had to share. Yes, the devil exists, although some do not believe in him. But, as Padre Pio used to say, they will believe later. For one day they will die and will be faced with the terrible reality of having wasted their lives, living only for pleasure, and having been miserably deceived by the demon. Now, this quote by Padre Pio serves as a powerful reminder not to waste our lives living only for pleasure. And this applies to the faithful as well. As Jesus warns us in the Gospel of Matthew, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he who does the will of my Father who is in the heavens." But let's get back to Padre Pio. A penitent, confessing about having evil thoughts, asked Padre Pio, "Father, could it have been the demon?" And Padre Pio, laughing, replied, "What do you think, that temptations are the work of the Holy Spirit?" On a different occasion, a man, perhaps jokingly, said to Padre Pio, "Father, I do not believe in hell. It is an invention of the priests." This sounds like something a liberal Catholic would say, or unfortunately even a modernist priest today. "Do not worry, brother," Padre Pio replied promptly. "When you get there, you will realize whether it exists or not." Furthermore, the authors share, a spiritual son once told Padre Pio, "Father, some people deny the existence of the devil." Padre Pio replied, "How can one doubt his existence when I see him around me all the time?" On another occasion, he told a group of people that the number of active devils in the world is greater than all the people who have lived since Adam. And with a certain humor, he once shared that if all the devils here took on corporeal form, they would block out the sunlight. Here, Padre Pio refers to what is commonly called the devils of the air. This terminology originates from several passages in the Bible, particularly Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, and Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. These passages mention the prince of the power of the air and spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. They are active in the world, tempting humans to sin and opposing God's will. The authors conclude, Padre Pio's entire priestly ministry was aimed at fighting Satan. His charisms, his supernatural gifts, his work as a minister of the Lord, expressed mainly in the celebration of the Holy Mass and in the sacrament of confession, all in him intended towards one goal, to snatch souls from the clutches of the evil one. Ultimately, shouldn't this be the most authentic and genuine vocation of every priest, to save souls? Padre Pio used to say, "The greatest charity is to snatch souls attracted by Satan and win them for Christ." Now, I'm quite sure that people like you who are interested in learning about Padre Pio are not the ones skeptical about the existence of demons, nor should any Christian be. The greatest number of mentions of demons, the devil, and hell can be found precisely in the New Testament. So, I believe it would be a good idea to end this video with some common remedies against demons and their influence. Just a quick disclaimer, if you believe you are under severe demonic attack, please consult your parish priest or your bishop. One of the most common ways to combat demonic influence is through the sacraments, especially confession and the Eucharist. Regular participation in these sacraments strengthens your soul and protects you from evil. Also, holy water is a sacramental that can be used to bless yourself and your home, inviting God's presence into your living space. Additionally, prayers of deliverance and exorcism, when said by a priest, can be powerful tools. However, one of the most accessible and effective prayers for lay people is the Saint Michael prayer. Saint Michael the Archangel is known for his powerful protection against evil, so you may also invoke his protection. Lastly, I encourage you to pray the Holy Rosary. The Rosary is a powerful weapon against the forces of darkness and is particularly hated by the devils. As Padre Pio himself would say, the Rosary is the weapon for these times. In his book, Secret of the Rosary, St. Louis de Montfort emphasizes that the Hail Mary is a terrible blow to the devil, particularly when said with attention and devotion. He states, "The Hail Mary is a heavenly dew which renders the soul fruitful in grace. It is a sharp and burning arrow which pierces the devil." So, keep your faith strong, stay vigilant, and use these spiritual remedies to protect yourself from the snares of the devil. May Padre Pio and Our Lady protect us on our spiritual journeys. Thank you for listening. And don't forget our special offer for those who join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program during this month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus 2024 and give at least £10, usually £20, will receive a booklet of Padre Pio's favorite prayers. Just click the link in the description below.